It's not too early to start thinking about your furnace tune-up. The friendly technicians at Design Air Heating and Cooling will clean and test your furnace so it runs safely and efficiently all winter. Peace of mind that your family is safe during the heating season. If you need a new furnace, Design Air is the number one trained dealer in the Midwest. Design Air Heating and Cooling. See more at designair.net. Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. Tonight it is game number 158. Jack Flaherty against Mike Leake, the former Cardinal, Red, and Seattle Mariner. And as always, this is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection, lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. Well, the Cardinals, a win last night. It was anxious at the end, but they won. Last time this team had a six-game win streak in the month of September was 2013, a pennant-winning year. Cardinals were 44-44 at the break. Now they have 90 wins. We'll get into that, how it happened with Derek Gould. We have talked about the success of this team under John Mozeliak. Well, now 12 out of 12 seasons above 500, 11 out of 12 seasons, at least 10 games above 500, 6 out of 12 seasons, they have won 90 games. And under Mo, the only team that's done that has been the St. Louis Cardinals to have 90 win seasons since 2008, six different times. Well, it is Jack Flaherty going tonight, and the Cardinals have a chance to reduce their magic number to one, and you can see that game on Fox Sports Midwest. Want to tell you about a new sponsor that we have on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. If you want to get an advantage over the house this fall, download BetQL. It's the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. BetQL's best bets that were rated 4 stars and better went 10-2 in week 3 for the NFL season. BetQL's algorithm is based off of historical and recent team trends and updates with line movement and injury information. Want to know who pro bettors are betting on? Just head to BetQL. You can stay up to date with line movement with BetQL and track lines leading up to kickoff. Download BetQL for your smartphone or head to BetQL.com to sign up today. Coming up, we visit with Derek Gould. Hey, St. Louis. Fall is in the air. That means football watch parties, chili cook-offs, caramel apples, and so much more. Are you looking to get all those fall essentials in one place? You'll find it at Schnucks. Schnucks is all about saving you time and money. So instead of bouncing around from store to store, go to one place that rewards you and gets you what you need. It's Schnucks. Get ready for fall. Get ready at Schnucks. For all your fall essentials, think Schnucks. Magic number of 3 for the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll play Arizona later tonight. You can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest. Derek Gould is here covering the game for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com. And Derek, before we dive into the Jack Flaherty start tonight and Wainwright, what he did last night and the bullpen again being sensational, I want to go back to the 4 games at Wrigley Field. Regular season-wise, have you seen a better 4 games put together by the St. Louis Cardinals with everything on the line and what it means and the tension between the two clubs? It was just a remarkable series.
Yeah, I mean, I harken back to 2011, maybe. There was a stretch in there, but it doesn't have the Wrigley trappings. It doesn't have the first versus second place in the division trappings. The Cardinals had to play really well back in 11. But they also needed help, like other teams playing poorly or other teams stumbling. This was a case where Cardinals had destiny in their hand. They controlled it. And to, you know, secure their hold on a postseason spot, on at least an invitation to October, they had to go through their rival. And they had to do so when their rival could overtake them from the beginning of the series. So I'm hard-pressed to think of a more important, more memorable 4-game series in Wrigley in Cardinal history, let alone in recent history.
Absolutely. And the response afterwards, the national media, the local media, the players, the coaches, I think everybody realized just how important that was and what it meant to not only maybe the end of what could have been a dynasty that never was, and where the Cardinals are, which has kind of been a model of consistency through a long period of time under John Mozeliak.
Yeah, you know, I called him a dynasty abbreviated, and obviously some Cubs fans took issue with that. And it's like, right, you had 3 years. You know, the Cubs had 3 years where they were the team to beat in the Central, you know, and they did not make it a fourth. Now, you know, they could retool. They could get back there next year. But it's going to be a different look. It's not going to be, you know, it may not be Joe Maddon's team. Some of those players may move on. Some of those players may be traded. You know, what did Theo Epstein called it? A reckoning is coming. And meanwhile, you know, the folks point out to me, well, you know, the Cardinals are back in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. That's correct. But before that, they were in the playoffs every year, but, you know, 2 years. And they were the longtime division champs. And when you go back to 2000 to now, they're in the postseason all but, what, 6 years? I mean, that's remarkable. In 12 consecutive years as a winning team, I thought it was an assertive statement by the Cardinals that the Cubs had their time. They did not survive a presidential term, let alone a dynasty.
That's a good way to put it. Jack Flaherty goes tonight. You're a guy that talks to the other writers that cover this game. Where is Flaherty right now with the Cy Young, which he's not going to win, but where is he and what are people saying about Jack Flaherty?
I think he's in the conversation. It's hard to find a spot, you know, where, like, is he a top three guy? You know, I don't know. He doesn't really stand out when you talk to people or say just go to a page, right, with all the stats on it. Go to ESPN or MLB.com or wherever you go to get your statistics and start searching the pitchers. You know, he's searching by ERA. You know, he's not going to be in the top five, I don't think. You know, you used to search wins. I mean, in the top three. I mean, you have to kind of pick around for where is he in the top when it comes to pitching. And, you know, I think that puts him on the periphery. Very strong second half, very impressive second half. He just might be the pitcher no other team wants to face in October. He is certainly a difference maker. If he's pitching like this in October, he's a guy who can win a series for the Cardinals, especially a short series. But I don't think, you know, I don't know if that vaults him into that three. I think he appears on a lot of ballots, but I'm not sure he's like a favorite to start chipping away at where some of these other guys are, you know, like the Scherzers of the world, DeGrom and those guys.
Sure. Cardinals were 44-44 at the break. Now they have 90 yep. wins. So 46 wins to only 23 losses here in the second half. Basically, you break it down, that's two wins every three games, an average. Yep. How did this happen here in the second half, from your opinion?
Well, I think, and I'll be interested to see if you push back on this. It has been my contention from when they arrived at spring training and they went in with the roster that we knew they were going to have, that starting rotation was going to be what they relied on. And I refer to it as the engine of their contention. And I know there was pushback on it, and I know that I get, like, snarky comments and emails and things on Twitter every so often about that, particularly when they were 44-44. But I stand by that. And
I said it from day one. I thought their pitching was very good. You and I talked about it a lot in spring training. I thought they had the best pitching maybe in the National League, so I'm with you.
And this team was built to ride it. That was going to be what dictated that they contended, or whether they contended or not. And that's what's been the difference. You look at what – I mean, just do the numbers. We just talked about Jack Flaherty, right? It's not the first half that gets him in the Cy Young conversation. It's the second half. Look at what Michael Wacha has done since they didn't make a trade at the, you know, at the deadline for a starter, which I think we could still argue they needed to. And they would be that much better going into October had they done that. But then Dakota Hudson, what he did in August. And then, you know, before starting against Arizona Monday night here, Adam Wainwright was 4-0 with an 0.33 ERA. In September. So all this euphoria and all the coverage and all of it deserving for what Jack Flaherty did in August with a 4-0 thing that won the National League Pitcher of the Month, Wainwright had just done in September going into the game against Arizona. He's won all five of his starts this month and maxed out his contract. So, you know, that what changed for the Cardinals was that they remained a quality defensive team, but they got the start, the the pitching that they always thought they would get all along, and it was the starting pitching. And once that started rolling, once that started humming, once the quality started coming by the bushel, that's when they started winning two out of every three. And that's how this team was built. That's what this team was built to do.
I would also say, too, and it wasn't lost on me, the irony of Goldschmidt coming back to Arizona and knocking the Diamondbacks out of the playoffs officially last night with that home run. But Anthony Rendon has 60 second half RBI, Nelson Cruz 59, Paul Goldschmidt 57. And a lot of them are not meaningless. He has 10 game-winning RBI, which is tied for the major league lead here in the second half. So we're finally maybe seeing
this month.
Yeah, and we're finally seeing him relax, I think, and fit into being a Cardinal and seeing the best that he has to offer in this uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, more than that now, it was a 950 OPS for the month going into the game in Arizona, so that went up. Three runs scored against Arizona. I think what we're seeing is a really varied type of offensive player. Is his swing where he wants it to be? Is the average where he wants it to be? No, none of those things. But he's finding other ways to win. I'll be honest, Dan. The more I watch him and the more you see what he can do and you see what he does when he absolutely has to, right? Okay, so Wrigley's a good example of this. Sunday, right? He misses on two pitches down the middle, right? And he's frustrated. Like, those were the pitches to drive. And then he gets a pitch inside, fastball, and is able to pull it down the line for a double, right, that brings home the game-winning RBI. He just found a way, because he had missed what he knew were going to be the only pitches he got to hit, so he found a way to make the most of the next pitch he got. And I see so much of Scott Rowland's game in Paul Goldschmidt. It's like Scott Rowland's mirror image on the other side of the diamond. He does at first base, what he does base running, what he does at the plate. It's like the Cardinals got Scott Rowland back.
Well, I'd even take it further to yesterday's game, which won't show up outside of a walk, a run scored, and then he hits a two-run homer. But if you looked in the game, he had two plays that he tagged up on. One he scored on, the other one he advanced, and the other play I look at, the third play, was defensively the double play, which was not easy, and a perfect
throw.
Yeah, a perfect throw right over the runner, going to the bag at second, and then getting the return throw. It was not an easy play at all, but a perfect throw on the lead. Those are the little things that don't show up that he has brought to the table that make you a successful team. Little things matter, and it mattered last night.
Yep. Do you agree with that comparison, that it's like having Scott Rowland back?
I do see some similarities for sure. I think, to me, Scott Rowland's the best defensive third baseman I've ever seen. So I don't know if I can say that Goldschmidt is the best first baseman I've ever seen defensively. But yes, I mean, just a solid, good player that comes through and makes things happen. Without those types of players, you can't win. And he has cleaned up a lot on this team. I think the other aspect that we need to get into, too, is the emergence of Tommy Edman. And Edman has just been incredible. His debut is June 8th. He's one of three rookies with 10 or more home runs, 10 or more stolen bases. Oscar Mercado, by the way, ironically enough, a former Cardinal, has done that. Biggio has done that in Toronto. And Edman, the only National League player to do that. So his emergence and the flexibility he's given this club by having to maybe sit a Matt Carpenter, who has had a tough year, and the emergence of Wong playing every day. I mean, Tommy Edman has made a huge difference on this team, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think back to a moment in Mike Shildt's office a month and a half ago, I guess it was, you know, and I was asking him, I'm like, what's the difference between Tommy Edman and Matt Carpenter? And he said, as of today, there isn't one. You're right. You know, well, Matt Carpenter, his season, he has a higher on-base percentage and he's struggling than Tommy Edman had at the time. And it was a sizable gap. What Edman was at 290, and a struggling Matt Carpenter over a larger sample size was at 320. That's a pretty significant gap when you talk about guys who don't make outs. And Shildt made the point that he goes, as of today, there's not that difference. But I'm not making a decision based on past performance. I have to make a decision who should be in the lineup for who I think is going to give me the performance today, who's going to give me production for the week. And what he saw and what Tommy Edman did from that day forward is rather remarkable. I mean, his average is, you know, we're looking up last night at one point, it's 299. You know, so he's gone on such a stretch that, you know, when he really started playing a lot, now his average is above where his on-base percentage was, which is excellent. And he's been a huge part of what they did here recently because, you know, Wong going out, that could have been problems. We all saw the Cardinals really struggle with the first and second spot in the order all year long, trying to figure out who was there. Finally, they got some stability there with Fowler and Wong, and Wong's going to be out for some of the most important games of the season. Tommy Edman steps in and doesn't miss a beat.
Let the pros at Westport Social hook you and your crew up with a semi-private space. Eat, drink, play for your next big event, like baseball tonight. Bachelor, bachelorette parties to corporate events, everything in between. Visit westportsocial-stl.com and begin planning a night for your crew that they'll never forget. STL, westportsocial-stl.com to learn more today. Derek Yadier Molina, he just keeps on rolling along. I made the call last night. I said, as the stakes get higher, he gets greater. And I really believe that. He sensed it from day one, watching him hop around the game on the fields at spring training in Jupiter. He knew this was going to be a good team, and he just gets better and better, doesn't he?
Yeah, he can. What's the phrase? He can smell it. You know, that's kind of what the players have started saying around him, and it's kind of carried over to some other guys where they say, you know, they can smell it as a group. Well, it was Yadier Molina that first caught the whiff and sent the team scurrying towards it. So I think he's, you know, you talk about like what Paul Goldschmidt did in the double play. Yadier Molina had some moments that were quiet defensive moments, but were important. And then of course he had the home run in the on deck circle. Right before that, Marcell Ozuna doubles, right? And in the on-deck circle, Molina does that thing where he raises his hands, right, as the pitch is on the way. And Marcell tags it. It would have been – you guys would have made a big deal if Marcell had hit a home run. It would have been like, oh, here's Yadier Molina again calling a home run like he did with Dexter Fowler, right? All this one was the really long hit off the center field wall out there at Chase Field. And then he comes up and then he puts no doubt into it. So, yeah, he's playing with a vibrancy that we probably last saw at the World Baseball Classic. And I don't think we should discount that month where he was injured and, yes, recovering, but what that does for his odometer. You know, that's mileage that he didn't have this season.
Agreed.
That's allowed him to play so much recently. So, you know, credit to Matt Wieters, Andrew Kisner for holding that. You don't want to schedule injuries, obviously. You don't do that. But it is noteworthy that, like, he missed a month, and now he's got just such a level of, like, Tabasco in his game it's been key to this whole run for the Cardinals.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. I'll wrap it up with this. 23 games in September. 19 of them have required a save. And each game in this six-game win streak required a Cardinals save. Four by Carlos Martinez, one by Gallegos, and Miller each. My point is that they're playing tight games, playoff games, and that has a way of bringing momentum into the postseason. I am a believer into that when you play tight baseball here at the end. Would you buy into that too?
Yeah. I mean, I talked with Paul Goldschmidt and Adam Wainwright both about that after the game Monday night, you know, that this – this has been a really good test for the bullpen. They've given guys chances to hold close leads exactly like they're going to have to do in October. The offense has had to find ways to score late and score often. John Mozeliak brought that up to me in the non-champagne celebration. I guess there was champagne there, but the non-celebration at Wrigley Field. He said you just see a team that knows how to win late. It wasn't said, but I mean, it's kind of a retro feel around the team. I mean, it's kind of got that hard nine aspect to it again, which was lacking for so long.
Derek, great stuff. I'll see you at the ballpark tonight. We'll see if the Cardinals can't reduce this to one. Should be fun.
That'd be something. That'd be something. Let's see if they can leave Arizona as division champs or maybe have to get together on Thursday in St. Louis to celebrate.
Should be interesting. That's Derek Gould. I'm Dan McLaughlin. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com.